From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Republican Representative Mark Molinaro said on May 30th that he will vote for the debt ceiling bill negotiated by President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Molinaro said in a statement, and I quote, "These negotiations resulted in a bipartisan agreement on the Fiscal Responsibility Act. I support the agreement. The agreement raises the debt ceiling until January 2025 and makes historic cuts to the federal spending that is driving inflation. It also makes bipartisan reforms to SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and the TANF, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, strengthens Social Security, protects Medicare and veterans' benefits, and grows the economy," end quote. The reforms Molinaro mentioned are adding more work requirements to receive food stamps and other emergency benefits. Molinaro lives in the 18th Congressional District but represents the 19th Congressional District. Pat Ryan, a Democrat who represents the 18th Congressional District, says he is leaning towards supporting the bill, saying, and I quote, "We both have to avoid catastrophic default and make sure we support our national security, our veterans, and most vulnerable. Kids and seniors in particular. I am encouraged by the bill, but still need to see the final text after the amendment process is complete," end quote. Democrat Paul Tonko, who represents Albany County in the 20th Congressional District, has not yet said how he will vote on the bill. Republican Elise Stefanik, a Republican representing Rensselaer County in the 21st Congressional District, crowed about the bill on C-SPAN, saying,
"The Fiscal Responsibility Act is a historic step to restoring fiscal sanity and holding Washington accountable."
Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Bobby Welber reports in the Hudson Valley Post that smoke from far-off Canadian wildfires is settling in the Hudson Valley. The National Weather Service warned on May 30th that, and I quote, "A plume of Canadian wildfire smoke is forecast to drift over the area and could lead to decreased air quality," end quote. The National Weather Service warned that, and I quote, "widespread haze," end quote, is forecast for the Hudson Valley as, and I quote, "smoke from Nova Scotia wildfires is moving westward. The smoke is being smelled at ground level. Be alert if you are planning to be outside later today or tonight. Smoke can hurt your eyes, irritate your lungs, and worsen respiratory illness," end quote. Officials warn anyone with respiratory ailments to limit outdoor activities this week. Read more about this story in the Hudson Valley Post. Melanie Lekasevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that the town of Coymans has proposed an amendment to the zoning code that would mean that properties that fall within several zoning districts would be required to adhere to the most restrictive zone. Officials from Lafarge Holcomb Cement Plant, one of the town's largest landowners, spoke against the amendment at a public hearing on May 11th. Attorney Javed Afzali from the law firm Harris Beach PLLC said on behalf of Lafarge Holcomb, and I quote, "As you know, Lafarge is probably one of the largest property owners in the town, holding something over 3,300 acres, comprised largely of one parcel that is 3,200 acres and that falls within several different zones, primarily and mostly in the industrial district. But there is a portion of the property, a small slither, in the R1, a residential district," end quote. Afzali objected to the cement plant having to follow residential rules. Town Supervisor George McHugh said, and I quote, "Right now, if I have a 200-acre piece and 20 of those acres are industrial and 180 is residential, I can right now with the code the way we have it, I can treat that entire 200 acres as industrial. That's the problem," end quote. McHugh suggested local law number 4 will have some changes posted on the town's website before the public hearing resumes at the town board's June 22nd meeting at 6 p.m. at Town Hall. Read more about this story at theupstater.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the Donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.